This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The COVID-19 pandemic has spotlighted an issue that Ohio's rural communities have been struggling with for years, the lack of adequate broadband service. It's particularly affected education in parts of the state like Ashtabula County. Some parents say their kids have fallen behind simply because they can't get online from home. For WKSU's Learning Curve, I look at how educators, along with local and state leaders, are navigating the digital divide. Jennifer German is a single mom of four. She says Ashtabula Area City Schools provided her kids with Chromebooks when the pandemic hit last year, but they're at the mercy of internet bandwidth that can't handle the load at home, so her kids had to use their phones for school.
Who can sit in a class for 6 hours, you know, holding your cell phone?
Many districts use Federal CARES Act dollars to buy things like Chromebooks and Wi-Fi hotspots for families. But parents still have to arrange for internet service itself. And even then, it can be lacking, and upgrading to faster speeds is often not in the budget.
It comes down to more money that single mom doesn't have. They do have services that are for people with moderate to low income, but that's even less bandwidth than what I pay for.
Like German, Jessica Shalacy in the Jefferson School District says the hotspot her school gave her was not enough bandwidth for her four children when they were learning from home earlier this year.
I keep getting attendance phone calls from my one son saying he's not in class. He's trying. He's sitting there with his computer open, but he can't log on.
Schools say they're doing all they can to keep families connected, but there's nothing they can do to make up for the lack of broadband access in the community. Dr. Ellen Weiner is the director of pupil services at Grand Valley Local Schools in Orwell. She says other than providing Chromebooks and hotspots, they set up Wi-Fi for families in the school parking lot.
But it was not really used. You know, we are not set up for online learning. Our strong suit is our teachers. Our kids are falling behind, and we have somewhere in the 40% of our high school students failing. That's never happened before, never.
Ashtabula County officials say the barrier to addressing the lack of broadband access in the community lies in the coverage maps. County Commissioner J.P. Ducro says internet companies only have to disclose that their service reaches a particular area, not how well it's served.
So you may see a map that shows a good portion of Ashtabula County has internet speeds of 25 megs or up, but then when you talk to people that live in those areas, they'll say, if that happens once a month, we're lucky.
Ducro says until they have more reliable coverage maps on connectivity, it's hard to know where to invest dollars and apply for grant money to improve access. So Ashtabula, Mahoning, and Trumbull counties together applied for a broadband feasibility study that should be complete this summer. The nonprofit Connected Nation Ohio also has been working to provide reliable maps, and the Federal Communications Commission is updating its mapping after Congress passed legislation last year requiring it take action. Meanwhile, Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted says he's frustrated.
I realized pretty quickly that we're going to have to take matters into our own hands and lead this inside state government.
Governor Mike DeWine's new two-year budget proposal, along with measures recently approved in the Ohio House and Senate, would provide hundreds of millions of dollars for broadband expansion in the state. Husted says there's also several pilot projects underway in Appalachian, Ohio, including one that's using low-orbiting satellites to provide high-speed internet to about 100 homes in rural southern Ohio. The state has also launched Remote EdX, an initiative that allows schools to use federal funding to pay for internet for families who can't afford it. Still, Husted blames the private sector for failing to do more.
You see a lot of big tech companies who go to Capitol Hill and their CEOs testify and they talk about how much they care about helping close the income gap and bridge the digital divide. And then when you ask them to do something about it, they don't.
One of Ashtabula County's top internet providers, Windstream, said in a statement that it's invested more than $5.6 million since 2016 to expand broadband in Ashtabula County and will use funding from the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund to continue that work. The company also says it's not economically feasible to deploy high-speed internet without a public-private partnership. For parents like Jennifer German of Ashtabula, they're running out of patience.
I think until we're able to address the needs in our area, we're going to keep struggling.
You can find links to broadband availability maps, along with resources at wksu.org/learningcurve. This story is part of WKSU's Learning Curve, a statewide reporting collaborative examining the challenges and opportunities facing public education in Ohio.